So, now I'm going to talk about the eukaryotic cells. These are the cells that have a nucleus, or usually have a nucleus. They are larger than the prokaryotic cells, and eukaryotic cells are also more complex. When you put a eukaryotic cell under the microscope, you're going to see that there are certain structures inside the cell. When you put a prokaryote, a bacterium, in other words, under the microscope, you are not able to see these internal structures quite as well, or not at all, rather. And those structures that can be found in a eukaryotic cell are known as cell organelles, and many of them actually have a membrane around them. So we all know that all cells have a cell membrane or a plasma membrane, but eukaryotic cells also have membranes inside the cell. Okay, and these membranes make up the cell organelles. Now, there are some cell organelles that only have a single membrane. There are some cell organelles that have a double membrane, and there are some structures that do not have a membrane at all. Normally, traditionally, we do not refer to those as cell organelles. So it's a little bit a question of definition, but I would say that we only call it an organelle if there are one or two membranes around it. I just wanted to give you an example of a structure that has no membrane, and that would be, for example, a ribosome. Yeah? So the question or the debate is now, is a ribosome now an organelle or not? And I would say no, because cell organelles actually have a membrane. But there are different textbooks and the definition is a little bit different sometimes. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to talk about some of those cell organelles and what they do. You should be able to also be able to draw them. The proportions have to be correct. And I'm going to talk about the function of these, okay? So I'm going to start off in a eukaryotic cell. I'm going to start off with the most important cell organelle, and that is the nucleus. It's the most important one because this is the cell organelle that defines, it's the name giving. It defines what a eukaryote is. The word eukaryote means "you" means true, and karyo means nucleus. So eukaryotes have a true nucleus. And therefore, a nucleus is present, and the nucleus has a double membrane, two membranes, and it carries the genetic information of the cell. Another cell organelle with a double membrane is the mitochondrion, plural mitochondria. There are two membranes here as well. And the mitochondria is responsible for cell respiration. Some people say it's the powerhouse of the cell, but I would say in the IB course we should actually use a more scientifically correct term. So we say the mitochondria is responsible for cell respiration, or more specifically for aerobic cell respiration. More on that later. And another cell organelle that has a double membrane is the chloroplast. So the chloroplast also has several membranes. The chloroplast is responsible for photosynthesis. And of course, we know that the chloroplast can only be found in plant cells, but not in animal cells. So plant and animals are two examples of eukaryotic cells. So we continue now with the organelles that only have a single membrane. And that would be the RER, rough endoplasmic reticulum. And it has a single membrane, and the function of the RER is to transport proteins and also to make proteins inside the cell. We got to be a little bit careful here. Actually, the ribosomes, which can be found on the RER, they actually make the proteins, but those proteins are then found inside the RER. Yeah, so they are the RER. These are kind of like sac-like structures that catch the proteins that the ribosomes make. And it's called rough endoplasmic reticulum because under the electron microscope, the RER looks rough because of the ribosomes that are sitting on it. So we have the smooth endoplasmic reticulum, which does not have the ribosomes. It also has one membrane. And the SER, the smooth endoplasmic reticulum, is important to make lipids, so fats and so on. We have the Golgi apparatus, or the Golgi body, G-O-L-G-I, Golgi, named according to Mr. Golgi, who was an Italian scientist. And the Golgi apparatus is responsible for packaging and for modifying proteins. So you see already proteins seem to play a pretty important role in a cell. So after the proteins were made on the RER, those proteins then go to the Golgi where the proteins are finished and processed and chemically modified. So the Golgi also only has one membrane. Then there are so-called lysosomes. Lysosomes are small little bubble-like structures inside a cell, and they carry digestive enzymes. And yes, they are also made of one membrane, and inside it you have the enzymes that digest food inside the cell. And then, last but not least, we have vesicles and vacuoles. Vesicles and vacuoles also have only one membrane. These are also bubbles, in quotation marks, inside a cell. Vacuoles are generally bigger than vesicles. And vesicles, what they do is they transport the proteins that the cell made outside of the cell and also inside the cell. So vesicles are, again, a little bit similar to lysosomes in the sense that they're like little small bubbles. But in the vesicles, they are there to transport the proteins outside of the cell. And the vacuoles, also only one membrane, they are important for storing substances. For example, plants use vacuoles to store water, and some animal cells use vacuoles to store food. Yeah. So, and these are all of these structures you are able to see under a microscope, most likely also an electron microscope. Now, the thing is the following. Why do we have those, and why do prokaryotes not need all of those cell organelles and they're still able to survive? The reason is because eukaryotic cells, they are larger, and therefore they have a smaller surface area to volume ratio, so you need to increase the surface area inside the cell. And all of those cell organelles, which are made of membranes, they increase the surface area inside of the cell. Number one. And number two, the cell organelles inside the cell, they are like different compartments. So different places inside the cell are separated from other places inside the cell. And this concept is called compartmentalization. So eukaryotic cells have compartmentalization and prokaryotic cells do not. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to talk a little bit about the differences of prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells. And I'm also going to talk about the differences and similarities of plant and animal cells. But this is something that I'm going to do in a different episode. Okay, so long.